As humans, we have that burning sensation, that burning desire to find out who we are. Who are we? Who am I?
Yeah, right. Let's see. Oh, it's me. Hold on.
It's actually picking away from my viewers.
Okay, how about now? This may explode my earphones.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Oh, this is just heavy.
Nice. Fantastic.
Is the window closed? The door closed now? Because it's going to get warm. Is your phone not on airplane?
Are you hearing shit now?
That is the sound of an airplane mode interference.
Or
anti-airplane mode. Activate anti-airplane mode.
Airplane mode is on.
I'm glad we're starting now that we're all nice and bitter and impatient and angry.
So you guys remember the goodness that is Mephiscopheles? The band.
Oh man, I want a reunion tour so bad.
Oh yeah.
So they're actually playing concerts right now. But
shit.
So really? I was talking to a coworker of mine, and we were just joking about ska and talking about ska, and I mentioned I brought up Mephiscopheles because like that's the best band name I've ever heard in my entire life.
Absolutely.
He's like, oh yeah, they're awesome. They're great.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
And he put on some Mephiscopheles for me. Turns out Mephiscopheles is awesome. The music's great.
I've heard like two of their songs, and one of them was good, and one of them was not good.
It's like
I love Doomsday, but the Bumblebee Tuna song is not in my wheelhouse. If that's an expression.
They're very very jazzy, which I like in my ska.
Sure, yeah.
It's not the punk. It's not ska punk. It's just ska ska.
Huh.
That's good. Is it not as fun, or does it still have that fun?
Oh, it's definitely it's more subdued, but it's definitely fun.
I mean, okay. Yeah, if you name your band Mephiscopheles, you got to have a little bit of whimsy in there. I would hope.
Yeah, it's
again. How did we find them again?
Because we just happened to come across the topic of satanic ska.
Oh right.
Yes.
And I just Googled it, and oh my god, Mephiscopheles, fuck my butt.
Yeah, it's like the best
it's
shit.
Like I should have ended the podcast right there and just we're done.
But that's my anecdote is that I heard Mephiscopheles and it's cool.
Someone knows about Mephiscopheles.
And if we do,
thank the heavens.
If they ever come near us in the Great White North,
thank the under
we
heavens.
Will the underlord.
Yeah, the underlords.
Not the under. I have nothing. but yeah, it's we should see them. That's a goal for me now is to see them live.
I should look up a tour. Let's see Mephiscopheles.com. Shows right here.
Probably playing in Tokyo or some bullshit.
East Dern.
Oh! What? There's nothing wrong. I know what you're talking about. Everything sounds great.
East Durham is September 10th. We could make it to that. We could go. We could.
Theoretically, we could make a pilgrimage to our satanic mecca.
Yeah. Satanists smoke pot, right?
Satanists are about self-worship, so I gotta imagine.
I'm gonna say that's a yes. I'm gonna take that as
the only Satanist I have a reference
Pot's
for.
Pretty cool.
Loves weed.
All right.
So
cool.
that's probably a yeah on the. On the weed front. But yeah, so we're... Speaking of weed...
Yeah?
We're the three weed bows.
Are we taking a...
Three weed
we taking a brief...
We're taking
three
a...
weed
subject detour.
We're taking a stand. And we're definitely about that gangrene life.
Hashtag, where's the weed?
It's here.
Right
whoa,
here.
Whoa.
Your prime source.
There's no weed here. There's none.
You just said there was weed.
I'm just covering our tracks.
You're doing a really bad job.
Anyways.
God, that was awful.
Don't rewind.
We're the
rewind the clip.
Oh yeah,
we don't have any.
That stuff didn't. It's
we
okay.
only we only go forward.
This is a
whatever we say now trumps whatever we said.
This
back
is a
then.
Read once digital file. They can't
only,
listen to it again.
You can only time travel forward. That's how that works.
Yes.
Yeah,
I saw that movie.
We're the three weed bows, and. So I'm the ringleader of this kooky circus. I'm Ethan.
What up, YouTube?
And,
YouTube.
I'm here with. I'm a computer. I'm here with the leading authority on robo titties.
Robo titties and weed, please.
Robo weed titties.
I'm the director of local Robo weed and titties affairs. Declan, you're coming at you.
The leader of the local branch of weed titty affairs.
Literally a branch of weed. I have it.
There's no weed here.
There's no weed here. Shut up.
And I'm here with the village God. Idiot.
Guys are obsessed.
Who's that?
he forgot his own name again.
Oh, damn it.
I can't admit to this.
It's a 5-minute. Right, right. He gets it back every 5. We
got to reboot him.
We waited too long.
To call me a village idiot solely based on anime.
Solely based on
the fuck are you talking about?
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, they
done.
Storm out. Yeah.
I'm out. Fuck you guys.
He hasn't said his name yet. We should go kick him until he restarts.
Who even cares?
Restarts.
That's Steven.
Our supplementary member.
An old microwave?
You know, the one that's unneeded?
I'm Steven.
Steven.
He's the weed in our bows.
I'm the one that's been fired, but I still keep coming.
You just have to, you know.
Yeah, you're that guy.
It's like Transformers Director Man.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. If you get
such
fired.
Such a mean way to refer to him. He directed The Rock, too. Just meet him halfway. Just say, like, he directed.
The Rock and also Transformers,
Pearl
man.
Pearl Harbor. That's a nice midway point.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure
it's
it is.
It's leaning on the side of Transformers.
No, I think Transformers is so bad that it weighs him down. So I think Pearl Harbor is a good average for him.
Pearl Harbor, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I like Pearl Harbor.
But
also Bad Boys.
If you're on his set and you get fired, if you show up the next day, he either A, doesn't notice, or B, respects that, and you go back to work.
As long as you just...
That was a Seinfeld thing.
If you show him the right amount of camel
toe, that totally
toe,
happened on
go,
Seinfeld.
He just won't notice.
So George in a...
Oh,
in a rage.
So anyways,
I just fucking
watched,
started.
So
I just
yeah, so
fucking
what movie
started.
Did we watch
so
this
so
week?
Oh my god! We watched Ghost of the Shell 2.
Two. Oh my gosh! There's a second
in
one.
What? Innocentes.
What?
Innocence.
Oh yes.
And it's a movie from 2004.
A full some number of years, almost 10, maybe it's like 8. I think.
Roughly a decade.
CG got invented between 1996 and 2004. 1995.
It's really crazy that Tron only came out in 1998.
So yeah, so we saw the first Ghost in the Shell. I've seen it twice.
Declan and I.
Yes, the movie that the iconic cyberpunk Japanese dystopian future robot movie directed Gothic. By Mamoru Oshii, based on a manga by
all these buzzwords like Mamoru Oshii.
Saw the first one, iconic, inspired The Matrix.
Seminal work in the history of the anime canon.
Yeah, it inspired the Wachowskis to cut their dicks off. But Steven here did not see the first...
He did not cut his dick off.
Did not cut his dick off yet,
no, not
but
yet.
He also has the same...
I don't know why I haven't.
The first Ghost... You're not using it. The first Ghost in the Shell. So you just watched the entire second...
You heard it here first. Steven sits down to pee.
Oh, shit. I do that, actually.
It's comfortable.
No, I just don't want anyone else in the house to hear me pee.
Really?
Because it's
I
just,
like to assert my dominance.
It's just
with
weird because I hear.
But
my,
assert your dominance with who? No one's watching.
Yeah, it's
but they're
like,
listening. They can hear the strength of my scream.
Like it's 2 a.m. It's just like I don't want someone to wake
quiet
up.
Quiet down, bitch! You're pissing too loud.
My gigantic stream hitting the water with maximum impact. Like I hear my sister peeing. Like that's weird.
I don't know,
it's just like.
Oh yeah, I don't like that either.
So yeah, the problem is my balls get in the way.
Yeah.
Are your balls, like, you got ball problems.
Do
your balls,
bad, Bob.
Do you have to, like, aim around your balls or, like, lift them up so you get your dick around them?
And you long ball Larry.
Just making a lot more chair noises.
Ghost of the Shell 2.
We were going to have Steven explain, based on his experience with this movie, what he thinks the first Ghost in the Shell entails.
Oh, jeez, I forgot about this.
That's perfect, actually.
Yeah, so
that's,
based on your knowledge about the major... And
bare minimum,
and poor philosophy about the nature of intelligence and life. What do you think are the events that occurred in the first Ghost in the Shell film?
I bet it's similar.
Good job! All right, you got it.
Wait!
You're right.
Go.
Okay.
High fives all around.
All right. So I have a feeling. No, I don't want to get too specific because the more specific I get, the more chance I have of being wrong.
I want to go all in.
Okay, no, it's fine. Fuck, I'll go all in.
I want the most
specific
fan theories.
All right, so in the first one, all right, everything starts out fine.
Everything starts out fine.
No. No, skip that shit. Skip that shit, all right?
It's a montage. The
conflict has already started.
Bunnies running through flower fields.
The conflict has already started, all right? In the beginning of the first one.
Okay.
Okay? All right? Some AI robots, you know, half-life form, half-life robot.
What?
Fuck.
Huh? Okay.
Fuck!
Half-life form
confirmed.
You know in Half-Life 1 where there's a half-robot that are running around on the moon?
That's what they meant by half-life. It's like, whoa, I'm half-robot, half-life, I'm Gordon.
I'm from the future, and I'm from the past.
Welcome to the future.
Okay.
All right, yeah. No. All right, so, like, these cyborg things, they're killing people, and detectives have to figure out why and stop it.
But what do you think the course of events are? Like, what do you?
I don't even know what the course of events were in this movie.
To be completely honest, I don't remember the first Ghost in the Shell. I don't remember anything about the movie.
So there's a she gets naked.
She starts out naked. She doesn't get naked.
All right, how
does she start naked?
The first scene of the movie is her being built. Remember with the music.
But then she gets naked again at the end of the movie, right?
Well, in the beginning credit sequence in this, it was like two people getting built as well in all CG.
Yes.
And they eventually like made out. Because why? I don't
know. All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
All right. Robo sex.
Robo.
Sexeroid.
Oh, sexeroid.
Do we want to... You nailed it.
I think this is still production IG.
It is still production IG. I know this for a fact.
2004 Mamoru Oshii, which is Japanese for Mamoru Delicious. So in this Japanese film, our protagonists, or the protagonists, this time I guess, are Bato,
mm-hmm.
who is android cyborg man, confusing android
creepy
cyborg
eye guy.
Is a common mistake.
Cool eye guy. Not creepy.
Yes,
cool.
Eye man's
cool,
mullet dude who is a human.
Do we know? I have no name for this fool.
Don't
care. Only mullet guy. Mullet guy.
They were detectives in the first movie, I think.
See,
and now they
you can't touch stuff on the table.
Oh, I'm not touching shit.
I was tackling.
And yeah, it was me. And they are investigating why these gynoids are going crazy and wasting fools.
Yes.
Or just like one did it. I don't know if there's a bunch. I guess there's like one.
Must be a rash of them.
Then they find out who did it and they stop it, and that's the end of the movie.
I think that's what happens.
Surely
you wouldn't
punish, a bunch only based on the actions of a few.
Well, if it's, I mean,
who would ever do that?
Who would do that? We have to build a wall to keep the androids out.
The androids are gonna pay for it.
It's gonna. No, they can just literally build it.
They can build it out of themselves.
They're androids. That's what they're meant to do. They're meant to do work.
Now, these are not functional androids. These are fuck droids.
Now, if you're...
Are they all fuck droids? In this world, I mean, like... All right,
a lot of them are.
We mentioned the Will Smith movie, I, Robot.
Of course, the classic.
All right.
Seminal.
Same year.
We need to have a podcast only on Will Smith movies.
We need to compare and contrast the entire episode between this and I, Robot.
Okay,
it's
so this
pretty
one...
much a 98%... You know, similarity rating.
Right. No, but I remember seeing the movie years ago.
Same level of Audi product placement.
And, like, you know, they were used as, like, human helpers and stuff. All right.
Yes.
In this movie, were they only made to be sex robots?
No, this is... This
movie is Japan, Stephen. Of course they are.
I mean, a bunch of them are. And this, I think it's mostly what they deal with, but who knows? I don't know.
Too bad they weren't attractive.
They're really gross. They have, like, three sets of love handles. I never thought about, like, you ever realize how gross the term love handles is? Because it's like a sex thing, obviously.
No, it's a food thing.
It's like for grabbing onto during fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
like
it's either that or muffin
But,
top.
Like, my mom uses the term love handles. It's like, that's
it, you know, it was originally fuck handles, but it really just sort
I'm glad
of,
they toned it down in that case.
It was the 70s.
That's a good decision. What they invented in the 70s. You really know the etymology of the term love handles. Is etymology the right...
Etymology.
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 I know where you're going to.
Etymology. Three weed posts. What's up?
Yeah.
Wow. And
light it up.
We need the sparks of inspiration. Light it up.
I feel like the melody is trapped inside.
Is it fire enough?
Fire it up!
What up, YouTube? YouTube! What up? This is going to be a bad podcast.
This is really bad. Yeah,
I like where it's going.
We got to sort your homework for this week is to figure out our mics because we've gone off the rails. I told you about the couches, man.
This is going to be a very unproductive podcast.
I think
it's going to be funny.
We barely paid attention during this movie. You know,
I think we tried though.
I think this is what happened
the first time. This is what happened with the first Ghost in the Shell.
It's a bad idea for us to watch movies. We got to do it sometimes. We can't always watch 12-episode series, but. It's really hard. Like, we'll put up we're going to put up a commentary, highlights
reel. Maybe we
should
just watch a movie on our own.
Yeah, because...
I mean, that's not as fun.
I mean, a lot of this movie, I think we gave this movie a fair shake, but a lot of it was...
I liked it.
a lot of it was really cliched musings about the nature of... of intelligence.
Psychological thriller.
And the compulsion of man to create... objects in his own
combined
image.
With really, really great direction and bad passable CGI. I think the direction in this movie is solid.
Sure, I mean it's still Mamoru Oshii.
It's his
passable CGI in terms of what? In terms of other anime or in terms of CGI in general in 2004?
I just don't know what to compare. Like it looks bad now.
I think it looks good.
It looks like video game cutscene.
Yeah, aesthetic. It looks like a 2000.
Some of it looks bad.
It looks like an Ace Combat cutscene.
Most of it looks good.
But when it's bad, it's bad.
I mean, but like that. Remember that parade scene?
Like the art
scene was fantastic.
You know, it's an art design versus execution thing, right? The art design's great, but it's still. And the original Ghost in the Shell is known mostly for its imagery and its aesthetic and its setting. And with this one, if CG allowed them to give even more detail and build the world even further and create even more crazy shit and just pack it full of. Dystopian Japanese shit, that would be passable, but there's even less detail in this one, even though they went for CG.
I think this might be an instance where it's like, this movie's impossible to make without it, because they couldn't get that kind of budget anymore.
Right. It's Ghost in the Shell, they had one of the most successful anime series of all time.
What gave them the budget to make the first one?
A mistake by some actuary somewhere who's like, oh fuck, I put an extra zero on this, and then they gave him too much budget.
Okay, do you think they should have had more budget for the second one?
It's one of the most beloved franchises.
It's probably just a case of like everyone just had so much CG boners in the early 2000s.
Here's the thing.
George Lucas stuck into the studio. Was like, hey. I got this really great idea you guys should try out.
Bato's the key to all this. We really gotta get Bato. He's a funnier character than we've ever had.
I'm so sick of hearing that monologue. I can't.
No, I haven't seen
the first Mullet Guy's the key to all this.
But, it would definitely make sense to me if they did not write the first... They did not make the first Ghost in the Shell expecting to make a sequel. They didn't have it planned in the storyline. And there's a big difference between movies or, whatever... that have planned for a sequel or not. Most things that say like, well, we have the budget and we know it will sell, so we'll make a second one, we'll just write one. I mean, they're not going to do as well as a storyline that has already planned for a second one during the time that they're making the first one. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
You're saying there's not the same level of vision?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, because I still think there's a lot of vision in this movie.
No, there is, but like... We'll never know. We're never gonna know.
It's a shame, but
I want to know
who has the answers
outside of.
Have you ever seen Ghost in the Shell?
it was good. I like that movie.
Just a little while ago.
Want
to go through the actual plot?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we already mentioned someone is rigging the gyroid, the sex bots, to go crazy.
Not in a freaky sex way, but instead, not
what they're hired to do.
Whoa, my sex bot tried out some crazy shit the other day. Woo.
This is you leaning up against the water cooler.
Exactly.
And
yeah. If you open the back and you cut this wire, that's their limiter, man.
Yo, isn't that dangerous though?
No. It's fine. It's all set. Yo, you just gotta know how to handle it.
My bot already gives wicked head. Like, why would I?
You don't understand, man.
But Steve tried that. He got his dick cut off.
No, man, that's just an urban legend. They just tell you that so that you'll buy another one when they improve it. This one,
it's already got the features built in.
It's everything.
Yo, go to this. All right, make some shady, but give this firmware.
Yeah, do it. You gotta flash your sex bot. They got these inhibitors that make them less horny.
You gotta take it off.
It's like a big chastity belt on their sexy robot vaginas.
Yours came with a chastity belt?
Not a literal one, but it's like a,
it's a fetish item.
It can
just
be
change the dialogue from, I have a headache, to, yes.
What?
Is that a joke okay? about no. wives not wanting to have sex?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, honey, do you want to have sex? Well, I have a headache.
Really, welcome to the Blue Collar Three Weebos!
I'm glad that you saw the direction of my joke. That's all I could ask
you. You might be a sex bot. If you're enslaved to perform coitus for your waking days.
I just call that my wife!
We'll be right back to the Jeff Fox bots.
6.9.
Extreme gyroid. Wait, not gyroid. That would be like a... That would be something that gyrates, just like a swinging, just like a something that swings his hips all day.
Bought a gyroid? I asked you to buy me a gynoid!
Fucking banjo. Just takes out every one of the jokes.
Wait, what's that show? Mumford and Sons.
The show Mumford and Sons.
When I set my gynoid to blow, I didn't mean dusting the furniture. Somebody call me.
When I set my gynoid to blow, I didn't mean to have it run into a school and itself detonate.
When I was a young boy,
I played the silver ball. That's the other one.
What's a good song to open up your robot themed Jeff Foxworthy sitcom?
I'm a creep. I guess that would make sense.
Sex bot. I said to dust the furniture and wash the dishes, not wash the furniture and dust the dishes. I wish I was human.
Crawling. We'll be right back.
I'm very sad.
How long is that? It is that the end? Is that the natural conclusion? This bit can go deeper.
Oh, that's the season finale. The sex bot murders Jeff Foxworthy gruesomely.
You know, it's just like BoJack Horseman. It really gets dark in those last few episodes. So, anyways, Ghost in the Shell.
This movie forced me to think so much that it also forced me to drink. So I drink a lot. That's my excuse.
There's a direct correlation between how much I drink, how much I think, and how much I drink.
Tell me that, brother.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a positive correlation. That's
I
what
drink
I'm gonna
because
call
it. I think
it's
and
definitely
I think
positive
it's like,
something. Yeah. Anyways, I've been playing Overwatch.
How's
that?
Overwatch.
It's fun.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Hey guys, I watched Ghost in the Shell too.
How's that?
It's okay.
Right. So, Goto and Mullet Man.
Yep.
Bato. We kept calling him Goto.
What the fuck? Which Goto?
There's so many Goto.
Which comparable Goto is it?
Comparable Goto. So they go to old smoking scientist lady. That's literally smoking. She's not hot. And
a little bit hot.
Then there's a lot of dialogue.
That must have been the 15-minute scene.
Probably 10.
Still long.
It was very long. And she tells them that, I don't know, she says that humans and dolls and what does she say? I don't know. She turns out she's a robot. That's fine. I ain't discriminating.
That's okay.
It's fine. You know, some people are robots. And then that's the other thing we've got to mention about this movie is I bet about 50% of the dialogue is people talking in
quotes
from other things.
Yeah. It's
or at least I assume it is because the quotes were on the subs, so I guess it's just quotes from things.
They make reference to like who said these quotes at certain points.
Yeah, that's quite something.
That's interesting. I would like to point out
that's
Declan,
quite an attempt to seem
right over
Declan
your laptop,
is
bud.
Pouring water into a Coke can or Pepsi
right
can
right over his laptop.
I got it though.
I appreciate the dedication. All right, nice dude. There's a lot of quotes in this movie, and it's pretty jarring. And at certain points, they just start to float in the air. I don't remember
movie. What's the vision they have?
I mean, the first movie
like,
was...
With this whole future setting.
It's Ghost in the Shell.
Thank you.
I actually did spill a bunch of that. It's on my pants, though, so it's cool.
It's cool. That'd be fine if it was on the couch, too. I don't give a fuck.
Like, is it something... Is there something sentimental about quotes in the future? Like, you know, when you quote something, you're reoccurring the past.
It's just
know?
A way
something
to
that was said in the past.
It's a way to make their character smart.
Same kind of thing, like, the cars they drive, it's a sentiment to the past, kind of, like, brought back. Or is that just Is it supposed to be like that, or is that just the style?
I think that all the cars are very old timey, and I think that's just sort of to create.
The guns are old timey.
Create an aesthetic, at least to create sort of a bridge to modern times that we can compare it to.
All the different settings in this. There's so many different kinds of settings. There's modern city. There's like an old grimy, super like
big
complex,
old lots of like
industrial
pipes, lots of pipes and shit.
Yeah.
You gotta stop putting that. You gotta go on the ground. I'm sorry.
I couldn't have to take
There's a weird, like, palace mansion that's all
church
gothic,
thing.
Churchy,
yeah.
Gothic. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot
cyber
of...
gothic we coined.
Yeah.
We original. Do not
term.
Steal.
Do not steal it, please.
Don't steal that. Actually, start using cyber gothic and attribute us as the creators of that.
Cosplay as cyber gothic and credit us.
Something else. Don't credit us with something that we didn't create.
We didn't create.
We created the term.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
We probably. It's probably.
I'm going to Google cybergothic.
Go to DeviantArt and cybergothic. It's already half cybergothic.
Here's me in a cybergothic diaper. God, I wish that were
nothing
me.
Personnel, kids.
Cybergothic. Okay.
Totally exists.
Oh boy, this is quite a fashion style.
Ooh. Fashion! I don't want to see this.
This is exactly what you expect.
Oh, have I told you guys about?
You have to point the.
How's that look? For those of you at home, do a quick search for cyber gothic.
Oh, that looks terrible.
Whoa!
It's yeah.
Have I told you guys? Have I told you guys about Terminator Core? Terminator Core is this fashion term I've dubbed for if you just dress like characters from the Terminator. Kyle Reese has got the homeless pants throughout the entirety of the first Terminator movie. I think that's really high fashion.
Hey man, if you're wearing pants, you ain't homeless. Those pants aren't home.
Sisterhood of the Tramway
right?
Homelessness.
Yeah. Can you see?
You're welcome, Declan.
That's Terminator Core. Having bullet holes in your leather jackets is Terminator Core. Okay. Having a robot eye is Terminator Core.
Well, I mean, that's just...
Looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's just cyberpunk. You can't just, say everything is Terminator. Right?
You can if you're also jacked. Because most people in cyberpunk worlds are not jacked.
Oh, okay.
Checkmate.
You got him.
There's always like
you got their number.
But if there's like that one guy who is jacked, he's like the leader. Or remember that video of the techno Viking?
Yes.
Oh, that guy's fucking huge. That's cool. I like that.
I'm not aware. I'm not familiar.
You've probably seen a video before him like kind of walking around. He has fucking huge pets.
Legend.
Techno Viking.
Yeah. In the future, you just got to be.
All right, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's who I'd cast as Kratos, Bato in the Ghost in the Shell movie.
So, after they talk to scientist lady, or forensics lady, that's what she is.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but who do you cast as Bato in the Ghost in the Shell movie? The Rock is not an option.
Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis circa, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's,
he needs a bit of hair,
just a guy built like a tank, and just very, very pale complexion. Who played Thor? He's too handsome.
No. Got it. I've got it.
He's an older
guy. I've got it. Charlie Sheen.
No,
he'd have to get fucking ripped.
No, there's too much. There's too much light in his face.
There's too much
sparkle in his eye.
There's too much baggage too. Like I'll never be able to watch a movie and not think that that's Charlie Sheen.
There's too much sparkle in his eye for Charlie Sheen. The most
dead-looking
man.
He's too young and full of optimism. Like what the fuck are you talking about?
You ever fucking kill a man just to see what it felt like?
Oh, they're so young. They grow up so fast.
Shit. Try my phone.
Fucking Robin Williams. His corpse.
No, he's gotta be Gendo. You know, he can be Gendo and Bato.
Yeah, both in the posthumous roles played by Robin Williams.
We gotta release the Evangelions!
No one can see you do that.
Imagine me going back into my chair in a dead man's position.
Yeah, doing a dead fish. Who else?
Fish, the band Fish. All
the entire band Fish standing on each other's shoulders with a trench coat playing Bato and Ghost in the Shell.
Instead of going after cyber criminals, they instead try to get into a movie or something.
Just smell the reek of weed.
You're fish.
Excuse me. I would love to watch Kick-Ass, please. Dude, I know you're fish. You come here every week
Sir, I know you are the band Fish. It is so obvious to me right now that you are the hit jam band Fish.
Joke's on you.
You need to leave this movie theater, Fish, right now.
Joke's on you. I'm just the lead singer of Fish standing on top of four children.
The children are just buckling under this man's weight.
I gotta imagine.
Mr. Fish, are we in the movie theater yet? My shoulder, my weight, my height has been completely stunted. My growth.
Shut the fuck up. Am I gonna get that package of Red Vines now? You promise. Quiet, you.
Shut the fuck up.
Number one champion of the nation, 10 years running.
Shut the fuck up. I need to see American Hustle. I'm Fish.
I gotta see Amy Adams' Badonkers.
Mr. Fish, you're 38, you're 65 years old.
89 years old.
You don't need to step on top of four children in order to see American
I'll
Hustle.
Step on top of as many children as it needs to see Christian Bale bald and chubby.
You are 18 feet tall. This is so unnecessary, sir.
You can't even fit in the door.
Not only can I not allow you into this movie, you are causing severe spinal injuries for multiple youngins. I can't allow this to happen.
I don't ever want to feel.
Oh no, now the chili peppers are here too.
The chili peppers are also standing on top of children.
Fuck!
Flea comes in on a fucking stack of kids. Standing on top of these kids! gonna go see Fury Road!
I wanted to make a Don't Fear the Reaper joke, but I forget how that song goes.
Baby, standing on the Reaper. Don't sit on. Do you think there's going to be an anti-jam band coalition started?
I get such a rush when I stand on top of these kids, man. It's like, I can't stop it.
Feeling their spinal columns buckle under the force of my massive girth.
The world is a bunch of kids. Oh, fuck! The Smashing, not you too. I thought you stood for something different.
That's the least controversial thing the Smashing Pumpkins have done this week. Oh, Billy Corgan, you're crazy and I love you. I love you. God. No, Billy Corgan, I love you. You don't understand. I'm the only one who loves you anymore. Don't you see? I was here for you all along. Anyway, so back to Ghost in the Shell 2.
You make me want to give up my child standing hobby.
I want to stand on these kids like an animal. I don't know.
Why? Oh, Trent Reznor is here. He's doing it ironically, though. It's fine.
Do you know that Trent Reznor was going to have Death Grips open for him in a tour?
Yeah, and then they fucking...
And they fucking fucked everything up.
They're too cool for that. He's too mainstream. Gone Girl.
Hold on. This is going to be one for Steven.
Okay.
James Murphy walks up to a movie theater. Crushed kids! It's Drunk Girls.
Not feeling it.
So you're gonna take that one out?
Not feeling it. Okay. No.
Hold on. Watermark this.
Little kids, I love you.
But you're...
All right.
No, no, no. Little kids, I love you, but you're tumbling down from beneath me.
Little kids, I love you.
What the fuck was that bit? Okay. Ghost in the Shell. A deep psychological philosophy. Sexeroids. They do... Okay, so there's a great line in this movie. Sorry, back to scientists.
We tried to call what it was.
So Bato asks, like, what kind of robots were these? And she takes a dramatic look at the camera, and we go, okay, we know these are sex robots, because that's what they've been building up to. So what is she going to imply it by saying, like, let's just say these men are having their desire... Or is she going to have a dumb word for it? And she just says, sexoroidoyo. And, oh, it's
the
great.
Best
it's,
dumb word you could possibly
it's
have.
It's fantastic.
Wait, because it's not like, even like a super clever pun or anything.
No, no, no.
It's just sexoroid.
It's Japan. Sexoroid. Not sexroid, which would make a lot more sense. Sexoroid. Like it's an Italian fucking...
Sexoroid!
Like it's a dish. Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
I love, you know, my pappy used to make the best sexeroids.
Yeah.
He would drop them up on the dinner table and we'd all just take our fucking turns at it.
Oh. Never want your breath to smell like fish. Just pop in a sexeroid.
Sloppy sexeroids.
Curiously strong.
Altoids jokes. How did you guys feel about... I feel like the original Ghost in the Shell wasn't super... super fast-paced, but I feel like this one was even slower.
There's just so much talking, I feel.
You know, there's a scene I always think of in the first Ghost in the Shell where it's like you get the first experience in like the city with all the dirty Jap stuff.
There's like a 7-minute scene where it's just
slow walking.
It's just cool music and lots of really detailed background art.
Yeah, but
it's very famous.
I think of that, but this seems like it does that over and over again, if that makes sense.
But with worse stuff.
But with worse
because
stuff,
it's, because it's CG.
Yeah.
Or a lot of it's CG.
And there's it's definitely got its yes, it feels slower. That's what I mean to say. To answer your question.
And you know, like all the
which is fine. It's slow is not necessarily bad.
All the stuff they talk about is really cliched in both of these movies, but I feel like it would be less cliched in 1995, especially considering it was before The Matrix and all that. What if reality isn't real shit? But I feel like in 2004, hearing all this stuff about robots would be like, maybe not as much.
It is a part of that same franchise. So like, unless they get like a dramatic unless they dramatically redid what the entire franchise was about, you're kind of stuck in that.
It's really hard to find a new angle on this robot stuff. Even Deus Ex looks super cliched at this point.
Yep,
cyber apartheid.
You know, the sex droids in the new
Sexatron.
You're gonna have a hot dialogue option where it's like pet puppy, save injured woman, sex or have droids. Sex with sex bot.
Sexatron.
Destroy sex bot puss.
Smash that.
I press X to destroy sex bot puss.
Obliterate robo clunge.
I didn't ask for this clunge.
Detroit. I don't know.
This is Detroit, after all. Let's see. Most important part of this movie is that Bato has an adorable basset hound.
Every second that dog's on screen is gold.
It's always 2D. It's always animated beautifully.
It's gorgeous.
I feel like they just had one really good dude just animate the fuck out of this dog. Yeah. I want this dog to be the most lovable dog. And it's a great-ass dog.
They nailed it.
No,
I just want to put my hands
on the poster for the movie.
All up in its fat fold. It's just the
best. They knew. It's in the poster for the film. Is the dog in like a broken sexabot.
Cool. Does anyone here have any experience with basset hounds? Are they horribly broken like pugs are? Like, have we bred them into...
No,
like...
they have amazing sense of smell because of the flaps. They can keep the smell in their flaps.
Okay.
So really? That's...
But they don't have any respiratory problems? Because pugs are barely alive.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, like, they scream in agony just from existing?
No.
Pug party! You know, like that?
No, basset hounds.
Ah!
Average pug.
Average. Pug and pet pug having an average day. Ah!
Jimmy! Release me from my mortal coil!
Please!
I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, basset hounds are alright. They're sort of like flappy,
normal hounds.
No, the like the Cowboy Bebop dog, the Welsh Corgis. Corgis.
Ooh, I can see corgis. It. I can see that.
They're like flappy corgis. Skinny corgis. I like it.
Big old flaps. Yeah, I don't know. They get kind of gross as they get older because they start to get goopy around their eyes and nose.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, I guess. Okay.
I don't like dogs too.
I guess that is a basset hound. These basset hounds I'm looking at on Google are a bit skinnier, but I guess he just kind of overfeeds it. Yeah, Okay.
Yeah, because it probably doesn't get that
their
much.
Their heads are fucking huge. Look at these things' heads in relation to their body sizes.
Oh my god, look at the ears.
It's like Photoshop.
Look at the ears.
Their ears are also crazy.
Oh.
How can they hear anything when their ears are always down? Can they lift them up? There's no way they can lift them up.
They're huge.
You need such crazy
there's
muscles.
There's not even like that much cartilage in there. It's
yeah,
just kind
it's,
of,
just a, it's just yeah. a big skin fold, you know?
It's adorable.
Weird.
I love it.
They're very nice.
They're
yeah.
great. Those are. I should get a poster of those.
A poster of basset hounds.
Put it right next to my Lost in Translation poster.
Scarlett
Johansson
like
puppies.
Goes, are those basset hounds? Yeah, they're basset.
Did you know that, like, in terms of fish, like puffer fish have a lot of personality? And, like, they're really good pets because they'll just, like, follow you around the room and look at you. And, like, if you put anything...
You told me this recently, yeah.
Oh, did I?
No, I would like to hear it again.
I don't remember telling you. But, yeah, if you put anything in their tank, they'll, like, check it out really adorably and, like, dart around and look at it. And they'll look at you as you walk around the room. It seems cool. Like, I never thought about...
You should get a pufferfish. For your office.
I should... That office is not...
Not conducive to animal life.
I wonder how much those cost. But, yeah, I don't know.
There's no way there's freshwater pufferfish.
So
it's going to have to be a saltwater tank.
I should talk about my office at some point, or I should put up a video just a tour of my office.
You need to talk about...
I actually, canonically, I think that's Anime Fisherman's office. I think that's the kind of place he would hang out. So okay. I'm going to say that's his now.
Yeah, that's a definite bit for sure.
You need to talk about how...
This is the only thing I caught besides anime. This adorable pufferfish. I shouldn't put a fish tank in there. I just started. I'll wait a little while, you know. Make sure I'm unfireable.
Yep, you gotta make sure the system will crumble if you leave.
While we're talking about anime...
Like Otto von Bismarck.
Who watched the first episode of New Game? Was it you?
Me, I did.
Yeah, that show is really good, but it resonates with me in a way I did not expect, because literally everything that has happened in that show about getting a new job has happened to me in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
It's fucking crazy. Everything, except for when she forgets her badge and gets locked out. Mm-hmm. I almost did that, but I haven't yet. But everything
you're
that's happened...
The lines of communication opening, that's probably pretty true.
The inter-office text, you know, like instant messaging mm-hmm. app that they have, and that her experience with that, and mine's been the same, and it's fucking crazy, and then the work
that's great.
And the getting paid, even though you feel like you've done nothing, that too.
That's great.
Everything's the same, except I'm not an adorable girl, and my coworkers are also not adorable girls.
Connor's like, he's not a girl,
but he's adorable.
He is pretty adorable. And we do get into hijinks,
yes.
But he's...
I get into hijinks with you sometimes.
Yeah, except we're just a lot more stupid and
with a lot more teddy bears.
Just every time he passes by my office, he just does business guns at me and I do him back. And it's great. Today we turned the toaster on for no reason and just the whole office smelled like burnt toast the whole day.
So good.
Like, it's just...
So good.
Man, my office hijinks are straight out of a sitcom. It's amazing.
Do you run into rooms? Oh, fuck. I went and saw Jeff Beck live.
Okay, yeah.
I told you about this.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Beck, Steven.
Oh, right.
And at the concert, he has this crazy bassist. But yeah. No matter how good you are at bass, it will always sound like a Seinfeld transition sequence. So every time the bassist like was playing like a solo or something, I would just like nudge Connor and be like, Jerry, or like,
yeah, you just hear a door slam and then you hear niggers, Jerry. What the hell were we talking about? Ghost in the Shell.
Standalone complex. Oh,
nope.
We'll
get to that someday.
No, there's absolutely no way. But it'd be so awesome if we did, but we'll never have nothing to talk about, because
yeah.
we'd be like, ah, it's so good!
Everyone knows about this.
Yeah. No one's seen that shit. We
hadn't even gotten to the part. So then there's a really, in a rare moment of comedy in this movie, there's a scene where, you know, Bato assures his partner that they're not going to get into any shit because he has a wife and family, and, you know, and then they just get into a Yakuza office and just fucking kill Bill the whole place.
He pulls an MG out and just
MG-42 just fucking all over the place. There's grenades and there's explosives and stuff happens.
He's like, promise me you won't shoot or anything. I'll do my best.
Yeah.
And then he shoots up everything and says, I did my best.
And that's sort of, they use that as sort of bait to lure in whoever the bad guys are because they don't know who it is. So then Bato gets sabotaged in a gas station. There's a whole sequence where you think he gets shot, but then it turns out he was just hacked, and he kind of went crazy, and it was an attempt to discredit him, to shame him. And it might have been the Major that did it, who knows? Because there's a mysterious lady in the gas station,
yeah.
Maybe the Major. By the way, the Major's not in this movie, because she was, you know, she went into hiding at the end of the last one. She
yep,
went into
totally a, not in this movie.
Totally, no. Who
not
knows?
A second
not
of Major in this film.
So then they have to, they get reprimanded, and they have to go to a crazy northern, like, oil field-looking crime city with a big-ass cyber church. And it's just, like, a bunch of smog, and it's brown, and it's really, everything's tall, and there's a big, like, parade with all this Buddhist stuff.
That stuff, those designs were awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It looked really good.
But it's all so CG.
It's all CG.
Yeah, it's entirely CG. But, you know, art design's still good. I gotta give her credit for that. But, man.
Declan, your mic's not on.
What?
Your mic is not on your body.
We're not using mics, you dumbass.
Oh, fuck me. How'd I do this?
Did you really?
How did I do this?
Did you actually forget?
God. I actually forgot.
Ethan.
Oh, wow.
Your mic's not on.
I'm sorry, it was just everything was...
Wait, Steven! Your mic's not on!
My mic's
not
on?
Oh, no! We haven't been recording this entire time! All those bits, I quit.
Quick, throw in some fuzz and breaking of sound.
I can't believe I forgot, that's embarrassing.
I'm...
You're getting a little sleepy, are you?
It's really something.
A little drinky.
A little drinky?
A little, yeah.
I say a little. but anyway, Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, so the parade happens... and it's cool looking.
Yeah, yep. That sort of serves as
their one.
That sort of serves as you know, an analog for the scene in the first one where they have the city montage, right?
Oh, so good. The first scene.
So this one has a parade, and then they find some guy and who's has information beating the fuck up. Then they enter this big ass gothic cyber building, and they're hallucinating. They're seeing the major, and there's words that and there's a secret code, and they meet this guy who has information that they need. What's his name?
It begins
with a K.
It's a Western name, right?
Yeah, it's not Kaz. What the fuck? God, he said it so many times.
Was that guy that
Cleveland?
No, it's a K. I know. Not it's Kansas.
It's Cleveland could be spelled with a K.
It's Carl with a K.
Was that guy in that like palace with the thing in the back?
Oh, you know what?
Neck?
I have the page up right here. Let's see. Cast. Kim.
Oh, Kim. It's just Kim.
Oh, Jesus, boy, beautiful lips.
It's a boy named Kim. What?
I said he had beautiful lips.
They find him and they think that he's been destroyed by some kind of firewall, but then he sort of like stutters to life, and then we enter this crazy fucking psychological hallucination sequence.
Thumb up.
Where they go through the same situation of entering this building and finding Kim over and over again. And at the end of the first one is, like, probably the most...
It's the second one, actually.
Or the second one is the most intense moment of this whole film. Where very suddenly Goto's head does this TikTok very unnatural motion turn to the side. And then his whole face opens up and it's fucking crazy.
Awesome.
Really good. And then, you know, snap back to the beginning again and they just... go through this loop a few times. They finally break out of it. It turns out it was Bato sort of hacking his partner.
No, they were being hacked, but he unhacked his partner.
Oh, by the way, his partner's name, is Motoko Kusanagi.
Okay, Mullet Man?
I think that's Mullet Man.
Motoko means Mullet Man, I believe.
And that was the hacking him and giving those crazy hallucinations. Oh, wait, no, that's the major. Never mind. His name is Togusa.
Togusa, which also means mullet man, strangely enough.
Yes, Togusa. Yeah, that's Japanese for mullet.
But I'm pretty sure I think it seemed like that based on the. But I think he's actually unhacking him.
Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then they go
underwater.
Yeah, they have to get onto the ship that they find out is making these crazed sex bots. So there's a short scene where they're on a submarine thing, and then Bato ends up on the ship. He has to run through all the security stuff, and then he runs into the major, who is still in her weird doll body. I guess she's probably acting as a... A lot of this is going to be us piecing this together because we were drunk and not paying the best attention. Also, this movie's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably acting as some kind of vigilante, right? Because she sort of acted on her own. But she is still the same model. She has the same body as the rest of these doll sex bots. Right.
Yep.
So she looks like the rest of her, but she's got a gun. So then they team up. They destroy the production facility. There's a whole imagery scene that I don't remember real great. And then she ends up... And then he rescues a girl from, like, a stasis pod. And I guess they were probably somehow inserting human souls into sex bots.
Sure.
Why would you do that? Why would you do this?
This girl was, like, the guy's... Was a mole man's daughter, wasn't she?
Yeah, no, she was the daughter of a character. I don't remember who.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Well, was it Mullet Man? Because Mullet Man had...
He said his...
No, not Mullet Man's daughter. Different person's daughter.
Yeah.
It was a character...
Boy.
Oh, no. It wasn't... It was somebody's daughter, but she was informed by Robot Lady from the beginning of the movie with the creepy green eyes that... She was that you go. Bato was coming for her. I don't know how.
Let me just read the last paragraph.
Okay,
of Wikipedia's plot synopsis. Taking control of the ship, the major then reveals to Bato the truth about the Gynoids. Hiring the Yakuza to traffic young girls, Locus Solus duplicated their consciousnesses. Okay, we were right. Into the Gynoids, giving them human ghosts to make them more realistic. Oh, okay, so it's for sex stuff. It's like, hey, we got more realistic sex.
We got little girls.
Bato, hell yeah. Bato rescues a young girl from a ghost dubbing machine. And she explains, okay, so they're like duplicating their consciousness, like copying.
Yeah, you're going to put your Betamaxes on a DVD with
and
that.
And she explains that Jack Walkson, learning the truth about Locus Solus, promised to save the girls by tampering with the ghosting process. This caused the Gynoids to murder their owners, allowing Walkson to attract police attention and indirectly kill the Yakuza boss.
That's...
Despite Walkson's actions saving the girls, Bato objects that he also victimized the Ginoids as well, causing them severe distress by giving them damaged ghosts. Having solved the case, Bato asks the Major if she's happy now, and she notes that she'll always be beside him on the network before disconnecting from the Ginoid.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Cool. I didn't catch any of that because I was reading it.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can read it later and pick it up.
Right. Yeah, when I'm sober, I'll read that and I'll be like,
it's,
oh, of course.
That makes a lot of sense, and it's cool, and ties into the original movie in a good way. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So she's always on the network.
Can you hear me now? Fuck! Damn it! No fucking signal!
Oh shit, you can still hear me.
That parody must have been made on E-Bomb's World in like 2003. Can you hear me now?
God, yeah.
Cunts!
No, that was Alan Wake, they did that.
Alan Wake was my favorite E-Bomb's World
member. I guess to finish this off, opinions on this compared to original Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell one's better. I like this, though, a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I need to watch Ghost in the Shell.
It's good.
I like it. I like the second one. I like the direction.
Yeah.
The direction is amazing.
The stuff in this that is animated does certainly look really great. And the direction is still good.
The designs are amazing. The designs
really
are so good.
Yes, it looks really good, and I can only imagine what, like, 100% hand-drawn must look like.
It looks incredible. I have a ridiculous copy I'd give you, but it's there's some haunting imagery in form.
Sure.
Bato's fucking face opening and shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of face openings. Like the first scene, a girl like rips her titties off, and then her all her guts spill out. It's a robot, obviously.
It's very Ghost in the Shell, and I don't know if you could ever recapture the magic of the original.
Standalone complex is probably a lot better.
Yeah, I would love to, like, someday
that. I have solid, evidence or, opinion, word of mouth that, like, it's the most consistent and well thought out standalone complex is futuristic, basically, society created in fiction.
And there's 52.
The way they predict
52 episodes of that shits.
Yeah, two seasons. The way they predict things.
Two seasons
and,
of what?
Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex.
It's a television. Oh, okay. We haven't explained this to
them. There's a TV show from 2002, 2003.
Is it that early?
That is probably the or maybe the second season is 2004. I don't know.
It was like 2006.
No. It's probably one of the most critically acclaimed anime.
Basically universally beloved. It's on my backlog.
It's like probably second next to Full Metal Alchemist of like best things that I need to watch.
Those are definitely...
You haven't seen Full Metal?
You haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen either.
You're right. I know I haven't, but...
I can't wait to do a podcast on it. I'll watch 2003,
and then I'll watch...
That's the way to do it.
Gits, and then I'll watch 2008. I'll watch Brotherhood. We should do an episode on Under the Dog, now that I'm thinking about things.
Oh, is that out?
That's totally out. And apparently...
Whoa.
It's...
No. You can't tell me about it. I want it with no expectations.
All right. Because
I think that's going to be bad.
Remember, it's a proof of concept. 24 minutes. It's not a movie. It's not a series.
Is it complete... Can I guess? Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess.
Is it all completely stolen ideas?
I won't tell you anything.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's all completely stolen ideas.
I haven't seen it either. But, like, the concept was already a stolen idea.
I never watched the trailer.
It's Gunslinger Girl. It's a bunch of assassin girls working for a shady organization. I wonder what could happen. I wonder.
Do you think they live hard lives?
No.
Oh, great.
Never.
That's awesome. So it's a slice of life anime then.
They just make cakes.
All right, great. I can get with this Under the Dog.
That actually sounds pretty good. Yeah. At first they were like, it's going to be a great movie or it's going to be OVA, but now it's just like, we want to make a series out of this, so we use the Kickstarter money to fund a 24-minute OVA.
That's not what we signed up for.
Doesn't matter. I think it is what they signed up for, maybe. I don't know.
I watched all of Gunslinger Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You've seen something that I haven't. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, I've seen Gunslinger Girl.
That's a deeper cut than I would expect from you. Wow.
I got some deep cuts in my repertoire.
You watched the Ninja Show.
Naruto.
that's also one, yeah. You saw Legendary Hero something something.
Kenichi. History's Greatest Disciple to Kenichi.
Kenichi, yeah. That's a weird one.
That was
okay battle shonen, but then it got kind of bad.
Yeah.
Which is the nature of battle shonen.
Crazy.
It's the, I watched it very early on, so my opinion certainly distorted because I didn't really. Mm-hmm. It was my first exposure to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Gunslinger Girl has good style, but it's very, very samey week in and week out. So, that's my unsolicited opinion on Gunslinger Girl.
Done. Put it's another got another anime.
Opening's great. Opening's fucking great.
I've heard that opening. I totally forget what it sounds like, but I've heard it a bunch of times. And every time I hear it, I go, "Oh yeah, this is great."
Yeah.
Cool. So,
Hail Satan, Smoke Weed.
Hail Satan, Smoke Weed.
Listen to the opening of Gunslinger Girl. Ghost in the Shell 1 and 2 are both good. One's better.
I guess we can save guidance for another episode. This one's probably gone on long enough. I think I did collect some new ones, though.
Cool.
We
can, yeah. That's teasing some guidance.
Yeah, it's coming.
Down the pipeline. We got Steven on an episode. Hey!
Hey! Yeah. I'm just going to say, next week is Magical Pokemon. Maybe he'll be there.
We said this before. Actually Magical Pokemon this time. Not that anybody cares, but...
I mean, yeah, because we're going to... It's gonna take a while because... So, we have the camping episode, which is next.
Oh, fuck
and
me.
And then this one, and then Pokemon.
Wow.
The only reason we've been putting out more recent ones is because we needed to get the seasonal impressions out as soon as possible.
Yeah. But
the latest one we recorded before this one was the camping episode. So that one is after this. So have fun with that. We recorded that one in
a woods.
In, yeah, early July or something.
Yeah, I think it was the weekend of the American holiday, July 4th.
Yeah, I guess they have some kind of celebration down there. Who knows? That's when they defeated.
I heard there was some loud explosions.
That's when they opened the Panama Canal.
Right, yeah.
What an achievement.
It's really important to them, yeah. They love that canal for some reason.
I mean, it was a pretty good, astounding canal. Because they
a man-made river.
They didn't have to...
you just fucked it up!
Panuma.
Oh, last second episode title, Panuma.
Done.
Cool.
Done.
It's fucking in the books.
We're all set. Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for... How far are we? I mean...
An hour and 10 minutes, and we probably lost we probably lost 5 minutes to that fiddling we had to do earlier.
Perfect.
So, yeah, fucking eat shit.
Is anything else going on in our lives? Let's see. No, I'm good.
No. Just met the Scaffolies. It's the only thing going on.
Remember to send us literally anything you want us to do. We are whores. Send it to us on Twitter or YouTube or Tumblr. Threeweebles.tumblr.com.
Campaign for a Samurai Flamenco episode.
Campaign for not a Samurai Flamenco episode. Cast your votes now.
But you know that shit's going to be a banger.
We're not getting Steven to watch 24 episodes of Samurai Flamenco, so it's
can't
just going
to
be...
to watch 24 episodes of anything.
So it's just going
to
be you and me,
Steven,
arguing back and forth.
What if you watched a show that was like 80 shows in one?
What if you watched a show that started out being something really cool and went in a completely different direction that was just really stupid?
But it was still
kind of good, but in a completely different way that you were hoping for.
That's kind of cool.
What if you watched a show that was life affirming?
Like, imagine
nothing will do that.
Imagine watching like The Dark Knight, but then it turns into like super starring
Donnie Wahlberg,
starring Dwight from The Office.
Bad,
right?
No, but then what if it becomes? What if it ends up becoming... we can't say anymore.
Or no, what if you started out watching, like, Watchmen, but then it turns into, like...
Power Rangers?
Supergirl.
Ooh.
No, but what if this...
Like...
Really entertaining Supergirl.
No, like, kind of, like, slightly self-aware Supergirl, but you're like, man, this could have been so fucking dark
but then,
and so
are
serious.
They less, are they less, like, politically correct?
Well, it's Japan.
Supergirl?
It's Japan. So
there's gay.
There's no.
The main character's gay.
There's nothing important happening.
Gay? I know he's gay. I know he's gay.
He's not gay.
It's gay.
I don't want a gay guy. That's gay. Sex robot. Sex robot. Coming to your town. Sex robot. 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 Do you want to get down? Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot.
Sex robot. Still fucking out there.
What does he want?
Did you call the police?
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Sex robot.
robot, sex robot.
Hey there.
Sex robot, sex robot.
Can we help you?
How did he get here?
Sex robot, sex robot.
How did you get here?
Sex robot. And what does he want? Sex
robot. What do you want?
Sex robot. He wants sex.
Well, that is not happening, Buster.
He'll never stop.
Yes, he will.
Sex robot, sex robot. Sex robot, sex robot.
Even in jail.
Could we put him in another fucking cell, please?
Sex robot, sex robot.
He'll hump the bars.
Oh my god.
Sex robot, sex robot.
What are you?
Sex robot. Do you wanna get down?
I told you no!
Sexing up your town.
Sex robot. Sex robot, sex robot. Sex robot, sex robot. Sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot.
He's made of sex.
Sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot.
What did we learn here today?